ברוכים הבאים בשם השם. באמת אני לא מדבר אנגלית, אבל יש יהב הכלל, דברים היוצאים מן הלב נכנסים אל הלב. Words that going from the heart going to the heart. Everybody know this. And Hashem make the words that I talk is going to the heart. This is all תמידי בשם תוסף חוי דשלול, even the דגים, דגים, what the דגים, fish, and the water shaking. ביום הדין, חוי דשלול, before the יום הדין. And now, to make a חנה, to make a prayer to the יום הדין, אז יב, המנק, צדיקים, ירושלים, כל ירושלים, כל ארץ ישראל כמעט, the people but know, to say תיקוני זוהר, to finish the תיקוני זוהר, for a day, סמכוי דשלול, till יום הכיפורים, to finish יום הכיפורים. תיקוני זוהר, דבר סאלי, צריך לסיון אולי נסת, to learn one page תיקוני זוהר, it is the grasset, it's like 10 pages in זוהר. If you learn this in Yerushalayim, the Baba Sali said like 10 pages. And now like 100 pages. If you learn one page in Tikkuni Zohar, Yerushalayim Erech Kodesh, it's like you learn 100 pages in Zohar. And now it's very easy. You have this Rabbi Shur Goldstein, somebody would want to learn Tikkuni Zohar, he'll give you for free. Tikkuni Zohar, everybody can say Tikkuni Zohar. Every day, it's take only a page, take a minute, something, some a minute. And like this, everybody can have the zechut to say Tikkuni Zohar. And then, if a big thing, you have the Zohar today, in 4 or 6 volumes, what you can say the Zohar and Lashon HaKodesh. Then you have to, today, you have also Tikkuni Zohar in Anglit. Somebody want in Anglit, you can receive an email. A lot of pages, I don't remember how many pages, you have Tikkuni Zohar in Anglit, you can say also in Anglit, because in every language you say, Hashem listens. Now, what I want to tell you something more important, you have a history, I make from this a placard, see, for Koira. 30 years ago, there's two big rabbanim from Eretz Israel, rabbanim ha-rashiyim, one of the name Rav Moshe Eliyahu Zatzal and one of the name Rav Avraham Shapira Zatzal going to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and talk with them. The Lubavitcher Rebbe say for these two Rabbanim 13 times in these 2 hours, about 2 hours, he asked him 13 times to make in Eretz Israel plakat in signs, big signs in all Eretz Israel, everybody to learn Zohar. Because Zohar brings the Mashiach. It's only one thing that can bring the Mashiach is the Zohar HaKadosh. You never know the way how Mashiach to come. Only with the Zohar. You have the Shla HaKadosh set. The same like in Mitzrayim, you say by the Tefillah, Hen Ga'alti Eschem B'Tefillat Musaf B'Kesef. Hen Ga'alti Eschem Achis Kereshis Li'Yisachem L'Elekim. Is Hen Ga'alti Eschem Achis Kereshis is the meaning is going to be the Mashiach coming, the same Nisim like in Mitzrayim. The same thing like happened in Mitzrayim, you're going to have before Mashiach comes. And I say, in Mitzrayim you have the Gula coming only with the two Nisim, Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. If you don't have these two blots, you don't have the Gula. Only with these two blots you have the Gula. The same thing going to happen before Mashiach coming. Only with the Zohar HaKadosh. Only with this, Mashiach can come. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Zohar HaKadosh, Veda yipkun migalotah v'rachmeh. With the Sefer HaZohar, you're going out from the galut mitrachmim. What is the meaning? Because everybody knows, the Gemara said, Chazal in Medrashim, before Mashiach coming, also in Tanakh, in Zechari, in Gimel Yedalat, before Mashiach coming, 2/3 of the world going to be destroyed. Everybody know this, right? Everybody was learning Nach. And the other 20%, the other 33% that are going to stay, also 80% going to be with not hands and not feet. And the other one going to suffer also a lot. that this is the time for Mashiach, Mechem is going to Magog, but you have everything in the Chazal. Everybody know today, maybe not everybody, you have Simanim in the Torah, you know, you have Romazim in the Torah, and everything you have in the Torah. Few people know this. You have the name is Chagvei HaSela, or Kilashem HaMelucha, but in giving out all Ramazim. Now printing a page, in this page you see how is coming an atom bomb to Eretz Israel. Zatza garenit l'Eretz Israel. You see this in the Torah. You see in the Torah how Obama is a Sonei Israel and he working with Iran to send the atom to Eretz Israel. You see Israel want to bomb, Obama don't give Rishut to bomb Iran. Why? Because the plan for Obama is to send the atom to Israel. He make the whole plans. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim said, the Chorban Bet HaMikdash, Nebuchadnezzar make the Chorban Bet HaMikdash, right? Everybody know Titus Erush and Nebuchadnezzar. And the Nefesh HaChaim said, you think Titus Erush and Nebuchadnezzar, he have a power in the heaven to make a Chorban Bet HaMikdash? No. The Chorban Bet HaMikdash coming from out, from the Jewish people. Jewish people make Averot, and then Hashem give him the power to make the Chorban Bet HaMikdash. Not he make this, the Jewish people make this because they make Averot. The same thing is now. The Gzerot is very big before Mashiach coming. You see in the Torah the Gzerot. The Torah said, everybody know this week is Pashat Kitavo. In Pashat Kitavo you have the Klalot. Why before Rosh Hashanah you say the Klalot in the Torah? Because we're asking for Hashem to be yoitzer, how say to yoitzer? To be yoitzer with the klalot in the Torah, don't come in facts, the klalot and Am Yisrael. The same thing, you have in the pasuk, im b'chekoyse teleichem, v'nasati g'shmaichem b'itom. If you're going in the laws from the Torah, Hashem give you everything good. Chaz v'shalom, if not, you know what happened. It's now the same thing is here. You have now a way how to save the Jewish people from Tzatzat Atom, to save from all Minarot, and all Tilim. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Am Israel is in a very big danger. You have only one way how to save Israel, is only Mitlechem B'Zohar HaKadosh. Everybody take, you have your Koach HaZohar, you have Tikumen Gimel, Tikumen Chetz, you can everything going to give for everybody. And everybody say every day, L'chol HaPachot, 1 minute a day, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You have a history. You have one tzaddik, but the name is Yochanan ben Nun Zatzal. This tzaddik called me up for 3 years ago. He talking in the Radio Alpine. He says speeches in Radio Alpine. And he tell me to come to Radio Alpine to say speeches by the Zohar. He say by the Zohar. And I make a line, Chaim al Pi HaZohar, and he has 23,000 people every week that listen to this Zohar. And he asked me to come. And I'm going. And I'm going to. And I see, he said the Zohar, Balpe. What's the Balpe in English? Bahar. Everything, Sifat the Snuta, Idr the Mashkan, Idr the Rabba Zuta. Everything was hard. And I ask him, how many years you learn Zohar? He tell me, I'm about Shuvah 10 years. And how you know? How you know everything was hard? Like Ovadi yourself. No difference. Same thing. He tell me, I'm going to the heaven. Yerushim Shem Baruch Hu learn with me everything. Everything. Okay. And now I understand how you know Balpeh. Okay, Bahar. Only, it's coming the time to ask him, and I don't have the time to ask him because you're coming to the radio exactly, you have to speak right away, and then you'll be sick, and I'll be sick, I got strokes, and this and this. And then I talk in the radio already a couple years, and every time I won't go to the hospital, I've been in the hospital for months this year. One time I go to the hospital, I'm coming to the hospital, and I try to talk with him, and not talking like the table, you can talk to a table. No eat, no drink, nothing, machines, around machines. Don't talk. I'm going home, come again next week. And I see the same situation. And ask the doctor waiting for to be dead, nifter. There's the end, okay? And then I tell him, Yochanan Ben Nun, I come now from the radio, and I want you to say a speech, and I have your machine, I want you to say a speech to send to the whole world. And I tell him, I give him the hand, and I tell him, Rav Shem Baruch Hu, bring Yonah Rafua Shlema. And now you start up to talk I talk to a nifter, you know, somebody who is dead. I talk it like this to the dead, and I give him the hand. And right away, you open the eyes, and I start up to talk. Only koach. I don't have koach. I don't have power. And I tell him, only 3 minutes. I want you to say 3 minutes, a message for the whole world. Oh, 3 minutes. Okay. And like this, I start up to ask him everything what happened, how you're going to the heaven, and this. And he got one time a Mavet Klini. What is Mavet Klini?
Clinical death.
Huh?
Clinical death.
Clinical death. One time. And one time, what is almost very sick, and going up to the Shem Baruch Hu. It's all history. I have it, the pages. You can see the pages. You have maybe in English also. You can see videos, make videos from this. And they tell me like this. Coming to the heaven, and you see the one table and one sapa. What is sapa?
Couch.
He see the one sapa, and Rav Shem Baruch Hu in one sapa. And they talk with Rav Shem, and ask Rav Shem why the Rebbe is so
upset.
Sad?
So upset.
So upset?
So sad.
Is Rav Shem tell him, I give you diamonds, gold, silver, and you don't make nothing with this. And he says, what it is the gold and silver? What it is the Zohar HaKadosh? That is the Zohar HaKadosh. I give you so good things, and you don't do nothing. You don't do nothing with this. And I tell him, what do you want to do? I tell him, I want you to tell the old people to learn 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes Zohar, women's, men's, children, girls, everybody to take 1, 2, 3 minutes Zohar a day. This is what Rav Shem Baruch Hu asked, and this is going to bring Mashiach. Is now you have videos from this, everybody can see in English and yes, in Hebrew. And you have pages here, but you come to the car, they give you the pages, and then everybody can know what they have to do. Now, let me tell you a couple minutes what the Lubavitcher Rebbe say to the two Rabbanim. Say like this. Lachen drishat ha-shai, you know good English. Maybe you give it to
you. Is it English?
It's Hebrew. Somebody not translate better.
Therefore, what you have to do now is, he's talking to the two chief rabbis of Israel then, you should go out and arouse everyone and get everyone excited, all the Am Yisrael, wherever they are, about how important it is to them, the internal part of the Torah, and to speak it out. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, not only inside this medrash, also people outside have to learn this, the new use of the Torah, the inside of the Torah. Number three, they're learning the inside of the Torah, it has to do with everyone, not only with Ashkenazi and Sephardi, it has to do with every Jew. Number four, also the Gaon Mivilna, which was one of the greatest of the Ashkenazi, he says in the Pirush, in his Pirush on Mishle, someone did not learn the hidden part of the Torah, of the wisdom of the Torah. It's impossible to know the real truth. Number five, the main thing is that more and more people will hear this and they'll start learning the inside, the news of the Torah. Number six, in this generation, there's no limitations of the previous generation that from 40 years old to learn only the Kabbalah, and everyone can learn already even when you're young. Number seven, also, yeah, he brings a proof that also young boys should learn it. Number eight, Nek Asher Vot Tamid Adyachem. Yeah, sometimes the Shiva or Rav will tell the Tamid that he can't learn the Zayal, so the Tamid gets to show him this paper. He's talking to the Vajrevi, told him to make this paper. He showed him this paper that says that he could learn it. And then maybe the Mashgiach will leave him alone, he will be able to learn. Number nine, Today there's a lot of books, and especially everyone knows that the Rebbe put out a lot of all kinds of ways, big ones, small ones, with pamphlets and everything, that everyone could do it. And I know it was the first time in English, but everyone could do it easily. And number 10, not to wait that all the rabbis will sign on this, because we want Mashiach to come already, to just the Rabbi Ami started ready to do the job. Number 11, you need someone to be like Nachshon Ben Aminadav, who jumps to the first one into the water, to go in and screen this out. And
who are the signs, to make the signs?
Mm-hmm. To make all these signs, yeah, to put them all out. Number 12, obviously, not everyone's going to agree with this, what the Baruch Rebbe is asking you to do, but still, don't worry, do it, and Zal Shem Mashiach will come from Shemayim and help us. Number 14.
שקוטר רוסה רומא יאידי שקוטר אסכם רמה שאתם תדעו שיש בידם הרשות והיכולת יש להם את הכוח
he's giving them the power to go and
ציווי, סנת כוח, לעורר כל בני ישראל
and everyone to tell them the pnimius of the Torah and number 15 everyone knows that it's written in the Akdama of Rav Chaim Vital how much it's needed to learn the pnimius of the Torah and everyone knows what the Gras says in his Perush and Mishlei that every Rav in Am Yisrael has to learn the Pnimus of the Torah in order to be able to know the truth. You can't know the truth without learning the Pnimus of the Torah. And until now, it wasn't publicized so much. And therefore, the fact that Rabbanim Rashiim, chief rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, will go and speak it out and put out these papers, so it will be in the Chiddush and everyone will be able to do it. And number 16, when you learn the Pnimus of the Torah, then for sure you'll know the truth of the Torah also in the Nigle, meaning you know the laws based in everything.
A lot of people ask, even in Korean Zohar, they read Zohar, they don't know the words, is it okay?
It's okay if you don't know the words, you have in the Peleor it says, it's also good. And then you have today in Hebrew, you have today in Zohar in Hebrew, it's better to learn in Hebrew to understand everything. What you're reading? You're reading about kashrus. You're reading about tefillah, kriyat shema, all mitzvahs in the Torah. Because the Zohar Kadosh is the best sefer musar. The Chazon Ish say this. Chofetz Chaim, the best sefer musar is the Zohar Kadosh. If you learn the Zohar Kadosh, let me explain you. You have your tikkun mem gimel. I'll give you later. Tikkun mem gimel. This is the only one page. When you learn this tikkun mem gimel. Is you regarding schar like you finish 250,000 times the old Zohar Kadosh. How much is this worth? This is worth more than 10,000 Avrechim in all Eretz Israel. 3 months Torah Sapshat, you make in 1 minute. You receive in 1 minute this schar. Is now in this Tikkun Mem Gimel of Shem Baruch Hu, he said like this. He said, if somebody don't learn Zohar, the Shema Yisrael in the Tfilot is not listening in him in the heaven. You don't daven for the heaven. The Tfilot are not going to the heaven. And the Shema Yisrael also. Nobody here in the heaven in Shema Yisrael is going everything to the Klipot. If somebody learns only Torah Tanigla, Torah Tapsha, you don't learn Zohar, the Zohar HaKadosh said, better when you're not born in the world. And they say, all problems in the whole world, all Jewish people coming from these people, but don't learn Zohar, learn only Torah Sapshat. And they say, if you learn only Torah Sapshat, you got punishments. And they say, Oiloi, Vailoi, better when they're not born in the world, and better when there is Amoretz, because somebody is Amoretz, but they don't know nothing, is bigger than this Talmid Chacham, even to learn 10 times all Shas. Why? Because these Amoretz, they don't have a punishment, they don't make a vera so much, like this man, but learn Gemara, he understand, and he know you have to learn Pardes HaTorah, Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Sot. If you learn every day, L'chol HaPachot, at least, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you say Patach Eliyahu before the Tefillah, say Tikkun Mem Gimel, Tikkun Mem Chet, is Hashem listening to your davening? If not, why are you davening? Is even a Sheila, if not a Brecha Levatala? Hashem Levatala is very big honest. Besisa Shama Hashem Elkeichu Lashof. It's not everybody can have the zechut, the merit. If you say vomenit, only the tikumim gimel, you got in vomenit, you got so much schar, but you don't have, even you have your life million years, and Leirim Torah, you don't have this much schar in these big things what you're doing for Hashem, Leirim vomenit, tikumim gimel. This is very important today, because the Rashi, B'Shem Ba'echui, you make 2,000 years ago, you know what's going to happen before Mashiach coming. And he bring one medicine to Am Yisrael, to all, everybody to have this medicine. And this is a medicine what is kolel everything. This includes everything, this medicine. Let me tell you something, how big this medicine is. We print 2 years ago, I have a million, Tikum Emchet. In a sense, 70,000 to Tel Aviv, you have a big building, Eget, in Tel Aviv, in 7 floors. In a sense, 70,000 with Tetrok. One time, one people call me up and they say like this, I'm a Chiloni. No Shabbos, no Pesach, no Yom Kippur, Trifas, Chazir, everything. Nothing. And somebody give him, by the Eget, they give him the Tikkun Emchet. I read this one time. And he say, Tafasta oti, you catch me. And he say with a big voice, Tafasta oti, very, very big voice. From today I'm going to be a holy Jew. Every mitzvah I'm going to make. This is the medicine. And then I say this to one of the people who are working in the Zohar to give out the Zohar. The name is Gabriel, from Bat Yam, Rav Gabriel. I tell him this history, and he tell me, he have a friend, Chaver, what he has a brother, but he's going up in the derech. He's going up completely. No Shabbos, no Yom Kippur, nothing. And they tell him, give him one time to read the Tikkun Emchet. After he read this one time, he say, I'm going to be a holy Jew now. I leave everything. This is the koyach that Shem Baruch Hu give in the Zohar. Very, very big koyach. And it's not only a koyach in Rochni, it's a koyach in Gashmiut. This week, the last week, Yom Chamishi Balayla, Yom, hey, it's coming to me, 12 o'clock in the night, coming to me, one people from the shul, a Talmid Chacham, and he tell me he have to go in the hospital, and I need 50 shekels for the taxi to go in the hospital. He have to make Gemara, he has some problems. And I give him the 50 shekels, then I tell him, I go with you together, and here you have the man that is driving with me together, this man. I tell him, let me go together to the hospital. I'm going to the hospital. And I'm in middle riding for the Shatoir and the Zohar HaKadosh. And I think, what is the difference? I ride in a house, I go to the hospital to help somebody. Okay, I'm going to the hospital, I have a table where to ride, everything good. And in the meantime, coming in the hospital, one people with his wife, a young wife, high, and his Akuma Lachetzi, how do you remember that?
Bent over?
Yeah. And I see something happened with this man. He's going to this man, and I have Torah HaZohar. He has a safe Torah HaZohar. We make for chayalim, for soldiers. And I bring this, ask the name, and I give a bracha, and then I going to him. I tell him, or going to Basel, to tell him, say, Patach Eliyahu, Tikkun Mem Gimel, Tikkun Mem Ches, you have dinim, and I shall help you. Shem Baruch Hu is going to help you. Toda Rabbah, I say Toda Rabbah, and I start up to say Petach Aliyah, Tikkun Mem Gimel, Tikkun Mem Ches. And not finish the Tikkun Mem Ches, right away she take out everything, Ikea call, I remember, throw out everything. And then I see, no, normally, something happened, you know, eating something danger, you know, make danger. And then everything, then I ask him, I can stop to say, no, say more. You see, often you see Nisim Kailu Gdolim, Roim Nisim Kailu Gdolim. And in the meantime, coming a lady coming to me and I say, she be separated or get divorced 10 years from his husband, and now he coming again and make a marriage again. And Pitom, she be coming to very sick, and he have something in the back. You have to need a big operation. And he asked me what to do to make the operation. I can tell you one thing. If you make this, you don't need operation. I tell it, you have to take you and your husband to finish the Zohar in 1 year. Every day take 15-20 minutes. And then to say every day, Tikkun Memche, Tikkun Memgil, Patach Aliyahu, you don't need operation. Rashbi is going to help you. And you say, right away, I'm ready, I take. And then, Seder Hashem help. And then you're going to talk to the husband don't want. Say, it's okay, if you say it's okay also. And then, when I'm going out, I have a set, Zohar, and my driver gives it to the husband, and I tell him, learn every day. And agree to learn. Like this, you can see so big nisim with the Zohar HaKadosh. Everybody need nisim. Everybody need help from Hashem. With a little Zohar HaKadosh, you can have a lot of help. And like Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Zohar HaKadosh, give avtacha, v'dai yifku megalutei v'rachmim, amen v'amen, with the Zohar HaKadosh, you're going up to the galut, amen v'amen, v'kirov ממש.